Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I have three guests with the North American Association of Floor Covering Distributors. I have the president of the organization, Fred Reitz, who's with J.J. Haynes in Glen Burnie, Maryland. And I have Bob Wagner, who's with L. Fishman & Son in Baltimore, Maryland, and the new executive vice president, Michelle Miller. I hope you're doing well.
We're doing great.
We are. Thank you.
Well, thanks for being with me. I wanted to actually do the interview because in less than 2 weeks, you're going to have a annual meeting November 16th to the 18th at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. And so let's get to the meeting in a minute. The first question I wanted to ask is, based on the economy and everything that's been going on, you know, how's the membership doing?
Our membership is holding up fairly well. We're seeing our attendance at our convention running about the normal average that we've experienced in the last 2 to 3 years. And we haven't really dropped any members, and on the other side, we really haven't added a lot of members.
Let's just remind our listeners, when you start talking about distribution, what value, let's remind them what value the distribution service brings to the market.
Well, the dreaded middleman, as sometimes distribution is known, is really, you know, a value-added portion of the market. When you take a look at the fundamental values of distribution, you know, it's obviously local inventory. It's local banking or credit. It's local service and training and installation, whether products installation and et cetera. It also has to do with a logistical backbone for delivery and those being on time in the shape that they wanted to. That's kind of the fundamental pieces. And then it gets into a whole lot of details. I'm not sure Bob might want to add a few things.
Well, I agree with everything that Fred said. And from my standpoint, the most important thing that distributors do is add value to the selling channel. We also add the number of people who are available to be calling on local retailers and flooring contractors. And we're able to provide local service, local inventory, and local expertise in many areas. We also lend ourselves to be logistics helpers to our customers as well.
Well, and I might add, if in a consolidated marketplace, and certainly we've seen a huge amount of consolidation, this component you talk about with credit used to be when there were 200 mills offering carpets, you could buy from several, and you know they would each extend a level of credit. You offer a remedy for that. And also, you know, for, again, in the consolidation factor, you offer a breadth of assortment to the retailers out there. You give small and medium-sized companies access to, you know, larger distribution. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. And one of the biggest pieces that distribution can provide that's it's more difficult for a single manufacturer to provide is the ability to bundle products. And everyone's looking for ways to save costs today, and the ability to bundle the hard surface product with the adhesions and the underlayments and the soft surface product with the cushion and et cetera to go with it, coming all in one delivery allows them to consolidate the delivery and also save some dollars on the delivery side.
You know, I think a lot of people thought when Hoboken went out that, you know, this was the beginning of the end, but it's actually it was a situation with them where they actually just grew so fast. And from what I hear, most of the people in the distribution sector are fairly healthy, even in this economy. Is that true?
Yeah, most folks in the distribution sector are independent businesses, and a lot of independent businesses that have been around for a long time. So they've weathered many storms. And you get back to basics is where you have to get back to. You have to look at cost containment. You have to look at the services you provided and the fees for which you charge for those services. And obviously make good business decisions on the credit and all the other aspects of doing business out in a difficult marketplace.
Okay. Well, let's go to the meeting. I know this year it's a first in many ways. In the past, you've met every year, but you've met kind of by yourself. This year, you've joined with the Building Material Distribution Association. I think they're called the NBMDA. And so you've got both of those major distribution organizations getting together. And then you also have the Hardwood Plywood Association also going to come. Is that right?
Yes, we're very excited about combining all the organizations. And one of the biggest benefits we see is the networking has always been the biggest piece that our members have talked about, being able to talk amongst their peers and sometimes competitors in the same town about things that work and don't work and et cetera. And this is just a whole new base to have those type of conversations. It also falls right in line with the pillars of our organization that we talk about. And Bob is our incoming president and also the chairman of this convention. And Bob, you have anything to add?
One of the things that our organization, the NAFCD, believes in is bringing educational opportunities to our membership. And there are really two ways to look at distribution. One is that we're distributors of flooring products, and another is that we are just wholesale distributors. And there's a lot of commonality among wholesale distributors, and it really doesn't matter much what you're distributing. By co-locating with different organizations and by exposing our membership to different businesses in industries that they're not familiar with, we've allowed a networking opportunity where our members can be exposed to different products, they can be exposed to different thoughts and ideas, and we see it as an overall benefit for our membership.
I completely agree with you. So like with me, I'm in the flooring business, but I'm also in the publishing business, and so I have to attend a few shows every year where I can learn to be sharp in the publishing business, and so I completely see where you have synergies there. Let's talk. You mentioned about the education. Can you give us a couple of highlights? I know you've got the one of the Beaulieu brothers coming with the Trend Research Group. What are some of the other seminars you have set?
We have Michael Mark speaking at our show, and we also have Brett Grover. So we're really excited about those two presentations. The presentation will actually consist of a national presentation and give the opportunity to have roundtable discussions, very much with Fred and Bob alluded to, that they would have, the distributors would have an opportunity to network amongst the two organizations. We have several breakout areas, several breaks that that would allow that opportunity to network. Then the actual expo floor would be on Thursday, for the one full day, which everyone's looking forward to that. So they really have time to visit with our suppliers and so forth.
Okay. And Michelle, I'm glad you spoke up, actually, to give you a little bit further introduction about you. You actually have a new role at this meeting versus other years. You are the newly appointed executive vice president of this organization, taking the reins over from Mo Damaris, I believe, who held this for many years. So congratulations on that promotion.
Well, thank you.
I know you've been with the organization for several years, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I served as the operations director for the past 5 years, working very closely with Mo. And really looking forward to the show this year. I think it's really going to provide a lot of value. We're introducing actually two new resources for our members at the show. It's one of them is the Competitive Edge Toolkit. And it's just a toolkit and a resource to help our members kind of navigate through these economic times. And we're also introducing a leadership enrichment white paper. And both of those two resources are fall with under our pillars of value. So real pleased to be able to bring that this year.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us. And I know you're going to have a good meeting in a couple of weeks. Again, the dates are November the 16th to 18th in Colorado Springs at the Broadmoor. So we've been talking to Fred Reitz and Bob Wagner and Michelle Miller with the NAFCD, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.